USA Radio News.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
President Trump's comments in Iraq. The president and first lady made a surprise visit to Iraq to thank the troops for their service and their near defeat of ISIS. A Christmas rally for Wall Street as the Dow was up 1,086 points to close at 22,878. That is the single biggest day point gain ever. The day after Christmas, or even the week after Christmas, is a great time to return gifts. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst. She has some tips if you're heading out to the stores.
Making sure that you are looking at the restocking fees. Let's say you have a digital, you're buying something electronic. Sometimes when you return something, those restocking fees, the store will charge you a restocking fee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Russia is hoping to keep a communication channel with the U.S. open. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A top Russian official says Moscow expects a hotline between Russia and the U.S. military will stay in place despite the impending U.S. withdrawal from Syria. President Trump announcing last week the U.S. will withdraw all of its 2,000 troops in Syria, a move that will leave control of that eastern third of the nation up for grabs. Russia launching its military operation there in 2015 to back its longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Russian deputy foreign minister saying in an interview that would be a big mistake to dismantle the hotline that Russia and the U.S. have used. He says he sees no indications that the Americans would stop that line from operating. There's been no comment from the White House, though.
No one won Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot. The jackpot on Friday is set to be right around $350 million. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
Geltrude also says a budget is key.
You need to stick to a budget. That's the plan. So you want to lay out exactly what type of expenses you have. And sometimes people's income varies throughout the year. Perhaps you're in a sales job. It goes up and down. So you really want to pay attention to both sides of that equation and make sure that you're properly prepared at all times.
A winter storm could make travel dangerous across the country. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A winter storm moving across the nation could snarl traffic and air travel in the next few days. It's dumping snow on Colorado, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.